Yo, what up? What up? What up? It's your boy Rodney Perry. It's time for the podcast. I am currently in Columbus, Ohio, and I just wanted to holler today, man. You know what I realized that, and it's something I always say, and it's just a fact. It's the truth. There are some things that are consistent truths in your life. Whether you know, whether you like it, whether you know it's true for you or not is up to you, but whether you like it or not, it's still a fact. It's still a truth. So there are just some truths. So what do you mean, Rodney Perry? I realize I do that too. I be interviewing myself because I guess I'm the only one here. But anyway, so a truth is people don't like no, right? And I realized 2 days ago I'm one of those people. People don't like brutal honesty either. Like, I feel like sometimes people cloak being mean in honesty. I'm just keeping it real. And so that's just a way to be mean. But the brutal honesty often will, in the long run, protect you. Although the shock of the honesty can be offensive. Hurtful. The honest truth will always, in the long run, be better. The honest truth immediately gets to let you start to fix whatever was wrong or to heal from whatever that thing was. So whoever you are, whatever you're doing, just know if somebody is being, at the very least, honest, then you can rebound from that. It's the lie that will keep whatever that thing is perpetuating. So, here's a story. I'm a comedian, stand-up comedian, been a comedian for, 20 years. Some people would regard me as successful, some people might not. And what I know is that success is relative. Kevin Hart is regarded as a successful comedian. But Rodney Perry has been doing comedy, making more than a great living, upwards of $150,000 a year for over a decade, exclusively doing comedy since 1998. That in itself is successful. I mean, people that make the type of money I make in regular life are considered successful. Like, I'm by no means a millionaire yet, but I'm successful. I say that to say that as you're still building, and I'll get to the point. And I am still building. The hard part of this journey is that at some point you're really good, but the people may or may not know. So had a date booked, Columbus, Ohio, and that date canceled a day out, which is why I'm here. The show canceled, but I had have another show today, and so I had to still execute the travel. So it was kind of an empty day. I spent the day kind of by myself. I went to a movie. But I spoke with my agent yesterday, and we were talking. And the honesty that she dropped on me was kind of took me aback. But as I stepped back, which is what life is about, sometimes you have to step back. You're too close to something. So as I stepped back and took a look at what she was saying from, you know, just gave it some perspective, I realized that the ball is always put back in your court. Like, there are things in business and life that are unfair. So what? Because there's always something you can do. I heard Arsenio Hall say one time, he's like, you know, in terms of bad shows, it's never the audience. Because you as a professional can always do something to affect that audience. And if you don't do that thing, you have failed. Wow. So, I started to say this. In some regards, my trip here to Columbus was a blank trip, but I kind of needed to get in my own head and formulate my plan as I move to the next level. As I step back and look at my life, I always get these periods where it's just me and God, and we get to figure this out. So as we move into the next chapter, I know what's coming down the pipe. I can't tell y'all everything that's coming down the pipe just yet, but know that the gifts that Rodney Perry has is soon to be gifts for the world. So back to the top. If you could find a way to receive a person's honesty, even if they're being a mean person, just know that ultimately it'll work to your greater good. I think that's it. Hey, y'all, it's Rodney Perry. It's the podcast. You know we do it. Try to do it every day, but I might do it 2 times a day. I might do it 3 times a day. I'm a guy packed with little nuggets, and I'm going to try to get y'all some of them. Thanks to Rob Love out there in Memphis, man. Good dude. And he gave me a great shout out on Twitter. Thank you, buddy. I appreciate that. Thanks for listening. Hey, y'all, it's your boy, Rodney Perry. Y'all stay blessed.